Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 86, Barney's Magic Badge. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weaver's, pick up some great Mayberry items. They got Barney Fife tie. You got to have that. Floyd Lawson t-shirt. Wow. And they got 50th anniversary stuff, so drop by. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thank you for your support. This week's executive producer for episode number 86 is Don and Linda Skinner. So thank you, Don and Linda, for your support of Two Chairs No Waiting. We're very grateful for you. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. I'm your host, Alan Newsome, and it is great to have you with us. And we're going to be having a lot of fun tonight, I think. We're going to be talking about the episode, Andy and the Gentleman Crook is the name of the episode. And you'll remember that is the one with Gentleman Dan Caldwell when he arrives to do a stopover in the Mayberry Jail. And, you know, he's this famous criminal, and Barney is so excited about having him there in Mayberry. And, you know, we are too. We're glad he came through because, boy, it made it for a great episode of the Andy Griffith Show. Now, but what I'm going to talk to you about is not just the episode itself, but really about some stuff you're going to see in the background, and that's Barney's badge. Barney's badge, which is usually on his, well, it should be on his left shirt just above his pocket. Just above the pocket is where he keeps his badge. Well, if you'll start watching, while waiting for the arrival of Gentleman Dan, and I'm going to play some audio in the background as I'm doing this talking here, but as he's waiting for the arrival, let's turn this down, of Gentleman Dan, Barney is working to clean up the courthouse. He is sweeping, and Andy's just excited about this. Anyway, somehow during the cleaning, Barney's badge begins to come and go from his uniform. So as Barney's, you know, he's been cleaning, he goes into the back room. And when he goes into the back room, Barney's badge disappears. It's just gone. And I'm going to be showing some pictures of this. He's back there, and he's reaching in to see if he needs his bullet. And he's thinking about, well, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and put it in my, I'm going to put it in the gun. I'm going to put it in. So then when he runs back out, and you can't see it good in the picture I have here, on the video podcast, but he has his badge, and when he looks out the door as the car arrives with Gentleman Dan, you can definitely see he is wearing his badge again. So his badge disappeared, and it disappeared. Let's see if I can give you the right time. It arrives in the courthouse. Yeah, so it disappears at 8 minutes and 27 seconds into the DVDs. So if you don't have a DVDs, drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com and pick them up. Because if you have the DVDs, you can play the DVDs on your computer or on a DVD player. And at 8 minutes and 27 seconds is when you're going to see the first time Barney's badge just disappears off of his shirt. And then it stays gone until he leaves the back room at about 8 minutes and 51 seconds. Now, Barney's badge stays put until he has Mr. Caldwell locked up. So the next shot or the next scene is when Gentleman Dan is in has already come in the courthouse, and Barney is locking him up. And as he locks him up, suddenly, you know, his badge is gone again. And if you look, I'm going to have some pictures of this. I've got them here on the video podcast, but I'll have them posted at Facebook. Barney's trying to get the autograph from Gentleman Dan, And this is at, he's talking through him through the bars of the jail cell, and it's at 11 minutes and 1 second is when it starts. He asks for the autograph.
Barney.
And,
you know,
so this is funny. I like this part.
Would you like me to get you something while I'm out? You just name it.
Well, I would like some cigars if it's not an imposition.
Oh, it's no trouble at all. I can gladly do it.
Well, then you need some money, David.
Your money's no good here.
You're a guest.
You're a guest. So, anyway, this whole conversation while this is going on, Barney's badge is gone. And then right after this next little statement.
You're welcome, Barney.
What did you say?
Barney's excited because he said his name.
No, after that.
You're welcome, Barney.
Yeah, Barney. Barney turns around right after that to walk away from the jail cell. And when he walks away, his badge has reappeared. And he is excited about the fact that it reappeared. So Barney's badge is back. So it disappears again at 11 minutes and 1 second. And then it reappears at 12 minutes and 4 seconds. So, and then it stays on there for a long time because that's early in the episode, and then you don't see it disappear again until later in the episode when Gentleman Dan steals Barney's gun, you know, because Barney is playing cards with him in the courthouse jail cell.
You know, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, Mr. Caldwell, but right off the bat, I'm afraid I got the winning hand.
And you can see his badge clearly at this point. And this is he's doing the getaway there. And Gentleman Dan steals his gun. Barney's badge is still there all through this part. I just like this part, so that's the reason I'm talking about it. But Gentleman Dan holds the gun on Barney, makes Barney move over to the other side of the cell. Barney's badge can be seen through all of this. And at 21 minutes and 2 seconds into the episode, Barney's badge disappears. Aunt Bea and Opie arrive, and Gentleman Dan is looking out the jail cell.
I'm sorry to inconvenience you, Aunt Bea.
Talking to Aunt Bea. And when Barney now is going to come out of the jail cell, this is when his badge is gone, and you'll be able to see it. Andy has walked in now,
Mighty Sheriff of Mayberry.
And Barney has moved over and is standing to the, on screen it would be to the right of Gentleman Dan. And wow.
Where'd you get that gun?
You can tell so clearly. I mean, it's a great shot. There is no badge on Barney. So his badge, again, has disappeared. Should be right there above his left pocket, but it's not there. And he's trying to tell Andy, hey, Andy, my bullet is in the gun, too. So not only is his badge gone, but his bullet's not in his pocket. You'll remember that, too. So Andy thinks that, there's no bullet in that gun. So, you know, I'm not very afraid of what you might do. And, you know, anyway, so Barney's badge is gone from 21 minutes and 2 seconds until much later in the episode. When Barney exits, he exits the jail cell at 21 minutes and 31 seconds. And it's real easy to see at that point. Now, Barney's badge stays gone then until 22 minutes and 44 seconds remain into the episode. And it remains from there on out. You know, so Andy locks up. You know, this is the part we're hearing here. Andy locks him up. And he's, this is a good part here.
What do you that's as empty as this one?
Barney!
You didn't know. You thought that I knew all the
time. See, Barney had been trying to tell him. But there is his badge, his back. At that point, when he's saying, I'm trying to tell you, his badge is back. So between the time earlier, just a few seconds earlier, and now, his badge reappears. So, hey, I don't know if you guys think that's interesting or not, but That, to me, is a lot of fun. So I hope you'll look into that. All these times and everything like that can be found at the Mayberry.com website. So if you go to Mayberry.com, Mayberry.info. I'm going to have the information about where all that is. If you go to Mayberry.info. Yep. And there you'll be able to find on the episode, Andy and the Gentleman Crook. I'll have links in the show notes. You'll be able to see all these times and everything. I'll have links to that in the Odd Facts Known by Few. I'll put those in there, and you'll see it on our episode notes as well at Mayberry.com. So drop by there. And hey, while you're there, the Mayberry Historical Society is Mayberry.info, and Mayberry.info is a wiki like Wikipedia. If you have any interest in anything like that, what I would love to have you do is go in there. There's all the episodes have been at least filled out. So there's a description of every episode. It tells you when it aired. It tells you who the writers were there at Mayberry.info. And you can help us build a repository of Mayberry knowledge right there on the internet. And that's what we've been doing. And it's been a couple of years the project's gone, and we really haven't done a whole lot. But there's a lot of Odd Facts Known by Few. There's Mayberry Trivia. If you go to the Trivia of Mayberry, there's Strange and Curious Happenings. Has all this kind of information about weirdness that goes on during one of the episodes, like Barney's badge disappearing. So I invite you to head over there and help us out. Help out the Mayberry community by giving some information there. All right. So to end up the show here, I've got a couple of other things I want to mention. We have gotten some extremely nice reviews at iTunes, and I just wanted to read them because they were so nice, and not to brag on me, but just to just be excited and thank the people who'd written in and given us these comments. So let me read them in order. We got two new ones recently here in May. It's still May when I'm recording this, and one of them was from Mayberry Shrink. And he says this, well, he or she, I'm assuming it may be a man, says, Mayberry makes me happy. Andy makes me happy. Barney makes me happy. This podcast makes me happy. As a psychologist, I can say that being happy almost always makes you feel better, makes life better. I would encourage all to listen to this podcast and be happy. Hey, well, it made me happy to read that, so I appreciate that, and I want to thank the Mayberry Shrink for saying that. And we also got, they gave us 5 stars, by the way. Thank you very much for that. And next up, we have Dale in Texas. He wrote in at iTunes and gave us a review and said, if you're like me and the many other thousands of Andy Griffith Show fans, you put your hands on anything about this great show. Alan is producing by far the best podcast anywhere about the Andy Griffith Show. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Dale. Thank you. He goes on to say, each week you'll be greeted by a brief track of the Mayberry Band playing Stars and Stripes Forever in a way only they can render it. And you will immediately be taken down a short journey that will give you insight and information about our favorite show and all the characters. Alan has interviews with former cast members, show experts, writers, and other fans. His show notes alone are worth subscribing, as they are chock full of great tidbits of information, pictures, and other Andy Griffith Show links. The best part of the podcast is it's interactive. There are numerous ways for you to contact Alan and give ideas, feedback, and participate in his polls or the trivia questions. There's never a dull moment in Mayberry, and Two Chairs No Waiting is never a dull podcast. I keep coming back each week now for over a year, and I can't wait for the latest podcast to arrive. 5 stars all the way on this one. Thank you, Dale in Texas. Thanks. That's I was excited to get those, and I hope you guys are too, because this is I really do feel like this is a community effort, a community thing. Just like I was talking about Mayberry.info, you guys can help us develop that Mayberry information base. You guys can also interact with me in any way on this. I'd love to hear from you guys. You can call me at 888-684-8255. 8415. I've been told I say that too fast sometimes so people can't hear me. But the phone number is on the website now. I put that on there in the show notes, so you'll be able to pull it off of there if you need to. You can also rewind. This is a podcast, so you can just rewind it and listen and write it down if you like to. But you can also email me at floyd@mayberry.com. You can call me, like I said, at 888-684-8415. You can drop by the podcast website at twochairsnowaiting.com, and you can leave comments on any of the episodes. And I go back through and look at those. Anytime a new one comes in, I'm able to see that, so I appreciate that. You can also go by our Facebook fan page, which will have some pictures and screen captures from today's podcast episodes. And you can leave comments there as well. So, folks, there are so many ways to interact. And what I'd really like to see is you guys interacting with one another as much as interacting with me. I've seen that some on the fan page. You guys talk to each other some there. You can do it at the podcast site. You can talk back and forth about one of the episodes of the show that we've done, one of our episodes. And anyway, I enjoy getting to know you. And I hope you've enjoyed getting to know me over these last 85 episodes, and this will be 86 today. So if you didn't know me, I hope you've enjoyed it. And if you've listened to them all, I hope that means you have enjoyed it. So I really do appreciate it. And folks, I just want to thank you again, and thanks for coming and being a part of Two Chairs No Waiting. We enjoy it, and we'll see you guys coming up again next week. On Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Here they go. See you next time, guys. Bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.